everybody. My name is Mia. I'm 14 years old and I'm going to the 8th grade from the Kaifu High School in Hamburg. Today I'm talking about this one team that most of us can't hear anymore. I think everyone out there knows what I mean. But anyways, I want to tell you all about how my life is going since there's quarantine and all this silly stuff with the virus. I think you all know the situation. The schools are closed, everyone should stay inside their houses and everything. I think that is really disgusting, but there are of course some things that are positive about staying at home all the time. For example, the time management for my homework. I like that I can choose when to do what and that I can regulate my everyday life on my own. What I like too is that my parents are at home as well, so they can help me when there's a problem with something. One thing that has actually changed is that I wake up at 8:30 instead of 7 o'clock in the morning. Then my parents, me and my little sister eat breakfast and start to work. Later, when we finished working, we normally take a walk in the park or somewhere and move a little bit. In the evening, we often watch movies, TV shows or we play a game. At this point, I would like to recommend a movie to you. It is called Life of Brian and it's really funny. That is what we all need now. Just watch it and you are in a good mood after. But further in the text. Of course, do I miss my normal sport activities and hobbies, but I often work out, and with our walks every day, it is a good way to keep fit and healthy. Although it's really hard because of the chocolate I now have from Easter last weekend. It just looks so tasty, you know. When we are already in the subject, this year's Easter was completely different than before. Normally, we have a big campfire at our friend's day, Saturday evening. But because that didn't work, we had a meeting on Zoom, that's a video call platform, with everyone who would also join the fire otherwise too. I really miss being with friends in other parts of the family, but luckily we often make phone calls and with one of my friends I sometimes take a walk around and we talk very much. What I really don't like is this eternal boredom, but I have at least something to do with making a present for my father that kills this boredom a little bit. And of course, I have to work for school every day. Also, there's this thing called hamster purchase, so that some people think they have to buy a lot of toilet paper, flour and yeast. I think these people don't know what it's all about. It's not about having enough food. It's about that we have a pandemic right now and we should try to save as many people as we can only by staying inside. That is not the hardest thing we've ever done, and it's just crazy that we can stop a pandemic only by doing nothing. Why don't we just stay inside of flats or houses and watch movies and series like we would normally do as well? Don't care about the food right now, guys. We have bigger problems than having no flour in the house. Just buy the things you really need and don't be so greedy. It's enough there for everyone. So, what I just wanted you to know is that when you want to help, just call your grandparents or friends to keep in contact. Stay at home, just go outside when it's necessary, and when you are outside, just keep the distance from 1.5 meters. And the most important thing, of course, is stay healthy, guys. Now, this was it from me right now. I hope you are doing well and have a good rest of this nice day. Goodbye!